Well, as predicted, things are getting super Orwellian now with the launch of the, what is it, the Disinformation Governing Board. Basically, a Ministry of Truth in the Department of Homeland Security, run by a woman who is a disinformation agent. I think, what is it, Jankowicz? Is that her name? Thought I saw her singing weird songs on libs of TikTok, and it actually was her. She's one of these freakazoid false narrative pushers, and she's now going to lead this Ministry of Truth. And it's very clear that they're going to attempt to criminalize anybody who says anything that's not officially approved information. And she's specifically saying that we have to protect women from disinformation, you know, women like Kamala Harris. So if you tweet out that, you know, Kamala got to the White House by being on her knees, or she was a floozy of Montel Williams, because that video just came out, or that, you know, she slept her way to power in California, which she did. If you say these things, then you're going to be labeled a domestic terrorist by DHS, and then they will try to have you arrested or silenced under some kind of terrorism rules, which of course require no due process whatsoever. So they'll just disappear you into a dark site where they will torture you or whatever they do. And this is what America has become under the radical left, under the cranks of the left-wing Democrats and the totally corrupt Biden regime, the election rigging, right? The lies, the propaganda, all of it, the censorship, because this is all about censorship. And it's no coincidence that this is happening as Elon Musk is purchasing Twitter, which is causing the libtard universe to totally freak out and lose their minds. But I want to step back and give you a little bit of a bigger picture analysis of why I think this Ministry of Truth has been launched. Now, there's already been a huge backlash against it. Senator Josh Hawley, Tulsi Gabbard, and Senator Cruz, and many others speaking out against it and saying, this is a monstrosity. This is unreal. Gabbard says, yeah, every dictatorship needs a Ministry of Truth in order to enforce its lies. And Tucker Carlson says, this is the line in the sand. This is where we have to say no. And I think Tucker Carlson is onto something, because I think that this is designed to evoke a civil war. Because this creation of a Ministry of Truth is so onerous, it is so contradictory to the fundamentals of the First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the First Amendment, that this has crossed the line, even for a lot of classic liberals. In the days and weeks ahead, I think you're going to see a lot of protests, and those are going to accelerate. And then, of course, the government will be looking to use those protests to carry out another January 6th kind of trap. This is what they want to do. They want to make people angry by having totalitarian rules and such. And then when people show their anger through peaceful protests, then DHS will come along and say, see, they're all terrorists. Look at how violent they are. And they'll have, you know, agent provocateurs carrying out acts of violence. And then they'll blame the peaceful crowd. I mean, it's so obvious. This is the blueprint. This is what they want to see happen. But in the bigger picture, they want a civil war. They want a massive uprising against the tyranny of government, which is, of course, what the Second Amendment has been all about. So we have the First Amendment that guarantees us the right to speech and also the right to publicly assemble and protest corrupt government, as well as the right to religion, you know, religious practice and so on. But then the Second Amendment was created by the Founding Fathers in order to make sure that the American people always had the power to rise up and overthrow tyranny. That was the purpose of the Second Amendment. So I think that the powers that be are trying to crush the First Amendment so much that they invoke the people using the Second Amendment to rise up against government. And I think that's what the Biden regime wants, which is really Barack Obama running it. They want a national uprising so they can paint them all as terrorists. And I do believe that a civil war is coming for America. And I do believe secession is coming. And I also believe that the radical left is going to stop at nothing to interfere with the coming midterm elections, maybe cancel them because they know that they will be politically just destroyed in those elections. You know, because people are unhappy with what's happening with food inflation and fuel inflation and so on. Now, if you really think ahead about how will the government exploit the food riots that are coming, you see, and how will they mix that in with this new Ministry of Truth, it also becomes very obvious that anybody saying there's a food shortage in America, or anybody promoting preparedness or stockpiling, will be designated a domestic terrorist. So that means all preppers will be labeled terrorists. And they may start rounding up preppers for all we know, you know, under the National Defense Authorization Act or something else. Or maybe they don't even need to invoke anything. They just do it because they have men with guns. Well, they start doing that. If we start having political activists or preppers disappearing in America, this is going to only accelerate the pathway to the civil war that the establishment wants. So it is actually in their interest to go ahead and start disappearing people, which is why I think they will do that. And maybe they'll just have political assassinations carried out by the government itself. Maybe they'll even brag about it. They'll just publicly say, oh yeah, they needed to assassinate certain people because they were spreading dangerous misinformation. And the left will applaud it. Yay, assassinations. And you know, that's because that's what the left has become now. Pro-corporation, pro-tyranny, pro-big government, pro-big pharma, pro-Monsanto. You know, leftists, they love censorship. They love killing people, even their own babies. They would actually applaud that. So I think we're past the point where the tyrants have to hide their tyranny. Now they get to publicly brag about it and say, yeah, they're just going to go out and assassinate people. That's how insane things have become. So how do we navigate this, especially as the food riots really begin to break out across America? You're going to see violence in the cities. You're going to see massive protests. You're going to see people burning down buildings. You're going to see mass looting of grocery stores. I mean, not just spontaneous flash mobs, but organized, large-scale looting of grocery stores, because people are going to be starving. And even if the food is available, which a lot of it won't be, it will be unaffordable because prices are going to double this year. Like from January to, let's say, Christmas, prices will double, if not go even higher. And then they'll probably double again next year in 2023. So the food riots are coming. And you see, this regime in Washington knows that even the left is turning against them, that even the Hispanic people, the Latinos and Latinas, are turning against them, that even more and more Black Americans are turning against them. And this is only going to get far worse. So they know, the powers that be, they know that the only way they can stay in power is to cancel or rig the elections, criminalize free speech, assassinate their political opponents, and declare some kind of national emergency or martial law or new lockdowns, which brings in the very high possibility of another bioweapon being released on all of us. So trust me, they're going to create one emergency after another in order to achieve all of this. And they're probably going to bring us into World War III, by the way, which is also their goal. So don't be surprised if we're in the middle of a nuclear war. Don't be surprised if we have the release of a hemorrhagic fever virus. Don't be surprised if we get into some kind of martial law, some kind of domestic uprising. Don't be surprised at all, because all of these things are in the blueprint of what these tyrants are trying to do. And the whole time, you will be labeled a terrorist if you say anything that is unapproved about vaccines, about government, about elections. Remember, you are allowed to say that election interference happened in 2016, but you're not allowed to say election interference happened in 2020. So whenever conservatives win, you'll be allowed to say that the elections were rigged. Whenever the Democrats win, you will be a domestic terrorist if you say that the elections were rigged. Just to be clear, that's exactly how it's going. And so, of course, after the midterms, if they take place, Republicans are going to win big, is what it looks like currently. And then you'll be allowed to say, oh, that was rigged. It was all rigged. It was all cheating. And that will be perfectly allowed on all the big tech platforms. It'll be repeated by the corporate media. It'll be repeated by Jen Psaki, Raggedy Ann propagandists at the White House, and so on. But you'll never be able to say that the 2020 election was rigged. So we're entering, by the way, the final stage of the empire. This is the final chapter. You know, I've said this before, but it just underscores the fact that we are here yet again. The final chapter, which is the total explosion of tyranny everywhere, in your face. The government operating as a thuggish cartel of criminals and disinformation agents themselves, while banning anybody else from telling the truth about anything. So this is the stage we're at. And this portends the collapse of the system. We know that the financial collapse is rapidly approaching, and they're still printing trillions of dollars, which is only accelerating that. We know that we're about to enter World War III. We know that public faith in the institutions of government has been shattered. It has absolutely collapsed. No one who is informed trusts the FBI, the DOJ, DHS, the Biden regime. No one trusts the CDC, the FDA, the WHO. Nobody. No one trusts the ATF, for that matter. So we're in the last stage. This is the end of the American empire, all by design. It will collapse. As it's collapsing, there will be many innocent victims. You will likely see civil war type of uprisings, some of which are provocateur, some of which are false flags. And you're going to see this nation plunged into starvation, desperation, chaos, lawlessness, violence. Like every worst case scenario you can imagine is coming. Every worst case scenario. There's nothing good that's going to come out of this. We're already past the tipping point. It's already been done. So just understand that we're not going to get back to normal anytime soon. This is only going to get worse and worse from here forward. And I believe the only people who will survive this are people who are prepared, which is why I've talked about preparedness so frequently. Oh, and my new book, Resilient Prepping, is out now. You can download it right now. Just go to resilientprepping.com, download the book. It's completely free. All the MP3 files and the printable PDF transcript, you can download them all for free, resilientprepping.com. I teach you how to survive the total collapse of human civilization, including the collapse of the power grid, as well as the collapse of combustion engines, how to live essentially with none of the conveniences of modern society. That's at resilientprepping.com. And also watch my videos at prepwithmike.com. A lot of how-to videos, things that you can do to get prepared. Thank you for listening. God bless you. Get ready. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.